and welcome to Sticky Pickles. Ever found yourself stuck in a pickle, knee deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now? I'm Maria.
And I'm Carol, and this is Season 6, Episode 11 of Sticky Pickles. Charge it to corporate, and health is wealth. Hi, I've missed you.
I missed you too. Welcome back from your holiday.
Yeah. You know, if anyone needs more Maria, you can hear her on Smashing. You were our guest this week, Smashing Security.
Mm-hmm. Woo! Indeed. And I've got my own show called T-Minus. Also, people can listen to that as well if they want to learn about space.
If you need more Maria, she is everywhere. And she's going to tell us her sticky pickle. Charge it to corporate. Boom.
So as you might have gathered, this is a work-related story.
Embraced.
So we have Ursula, and she is a go-getting customer service representative at a software company, because apparently that's all I know is software. And it's a pretty high-pressure job working in customer service. You're on the other end of angry people yelling at you on the phone when they can get through on the phone lines to you, that is.
I don't think people realize how bad it is. But the amount of shit that you can hear on these calls. I've never been one of the representatives, but I've listened in on calls, right?
Yes. Yep.
To understand what it's like. And I was shocked.
Yeah. Have you ever yelled at a customer service representative?
No. I've said, no, thank you. I don't want this. Thank you.
Yeah,
I'm hanging up now.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
I'm very English about it, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually did a couple months ago for the first time in my life, and I still feel really bad about it.
Maria, to tell.
Yeah. It was one of those situations where I'd been getting bounced around by the customer service representative for about 4 months about an issue that should have been fixed. And I kept told the same non-answer from the same rep. I was like, I'm trying to escalate it. It's a really big problem. And I'm basically being told, we'll get to you when we get to you. And it was something that was very broken. And it was 4 months into this issue.
Unbelievable.
And I was like, you need to be giving me an answer aside from, you know, just hang on. Like, there's got to be something else we can do. And I was just being told absolutely nothing. So I got really mad. And I was like, this is really not acceptable. And I still feel really bad about it. And I've just confessed my sins. That's why I'm doing this story. So,
boom. Okay, context.
Yeah, Ursula works in customer service. She's a customer service representative. She's been doing it for a good while at a software company, so she's not getting yelled at by Karens like me. She's getting talked to by customers, and generally, they're you know, if they escalate an issue to her, and she's able to handle it, and she's kind of known as like Mrs. Fix-It or Miss Fix-It. If one of the other customer service reps is having a really hard time with somebody who's like, listen, I need you to escalate this, or, you know, you're not able to help me, can you get me someone who can? Ursula's that person. She's really good at her job, and she takes her job very seriously.
Right. She can figure out a win-win out of a kind of sticky situation.
Yeah, and like, she's been known as the person who can even convert a customer and do like a whole upsell thing, and like take a call with an angry customer and turn them into a customer that's so happy that they're doing like case studies. They're everybody's dream, right?
Yeah.
Her boss's name is Harold, and Harold is looking for a protege. Mm-hmm. Harold's been in the customer service business for quite a while, and he's like, he's past the point of trying to climb the ladder. He feels like he's good with where he's at in his career, and he's much more interested in nurturing his teams and growing the people around him. And that's where he's getting his personal and professional satisfaction, is seeing folks flourish in their career with his guidance, right?
Are protégés ever male? Like, ever? Like, I'm just suddenly thinking about it. I'm thinking
protege.
Yeah.
It's always protege, right? Well, no. It's a protege.
Amuse.
Amuse. No. Yeah. No, there's no sex angle to this one. It's literally just maybe there should be, though. But Harold's just trying to help his team flourish. And Ursula is definitely one of his star team members, and he knows that she's definitely on the rise, and he also knows that Ursula wants a promotion because there's a job opening in their department. Now, Harold's like the vice president of the entire customer service team, but there's a director level opening in the team and Ursula is gunning for it. She wants it. And she knows, given how good she is at her job, that she's probably the top contender. So she just needs to make her case. All right. So fast forward. Now, promotions don't happen overnight. They usually happen over the course of like months, right? You have to sort of...
Years if you've got a vagina.
Yep. If you... they take time. It's never a quick thing. So, but Ursula's got it in her sights. So their company's yearly conference week has just come up. So in many of our industries, there's like a big conference you got to go to. And it's the thing where you meet your customers in person and, you know, you shake hands and you take them out for drinks. And it's always a really intense couple of days. And it's also fucking exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember those days, Carl?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, I do.
Do you miss those days?
Nope.
Nope. Not in the slightest. Exactly. So this is not Ursula's first time at this big conference, nor is it Harold's. But because Ursula is gunning for the promotion and Harold knows it, he's got a close eye on what she's up to.
This is like all intrigue.
Yeah, there's a lot of intrigue. Yeah. Harold, on the other hand, because he's good where he's at in his career, he's kind of kicking his feet up a little bit. He's not as, shall we say, anal retentive about behavior or following corporate rules. So he has that lovely green corporate card, or actually in his case, it's probably gold because he's higher up. The corporate card depends on where you work, of course, but usually there's a lot of rules.
Yeah, it does.
It does depend. Yeah, like I'm sure you and I...
And what decade as well? In the 80s? Woo!
Yeah, you can charge that strip club there. That was totally a sales event. Yeah. Yeah, so Harold is still operating in sort of 80s mode, at least for tonight. He's going, you know what? I am just going to go to that tiki bar and I'm going to buy everybody many rounds of drinks. Mm-hmm. And as long as we have at least one customer with us in this group, we can say this was a work-related event and I can write it off.
Boom.
And that limo ride we took from the tiki bar to the strip club, that is also a corporate expense. And then all of the massage that I paid for afterwards in the hotel rooms, that was also an expense. And then the IV infusion that came to the hotel room to help me with my hangover, that's also a work-related expense.
You had me until massage. I was like, I've been a guest on one of those. I've been a guest on one of those. And then the IV infusion, and no.
The IV infusion and the tank of oxygen, no, not so much on that one. And Harold's like, listen, I'm the vice president. Nobody's going to look twice at my receipts. I'm just going to say, yeah. And, you know, accounts payable is going to go, okay, I'm just going to look the other way. And Ursula sees all this happening. She goes, oh, rules for thee, but not for me. But yeah, I can't do any of that. But as you know, as long as boss man says it's okay, I'm just going to look the other way. She's a bit of a stickler for the rules, though. And she's kind of annoyed because she's like, this seems like an egregious spendthriftiness, especially when, you know, times are tough economically, blah, blah, blah. But she's holding her tongue.
Right.
She's holding her tongue. And she's like, listen, Harold can do what he wants. He's the vice president. I'm just a lowly manager. She's like, listen, I'm not going to indulge in this stuff. Harold's telling me all about it. I'm not at that tiki bar. I'm not getting the IV infusion. I actually kept my drinks to a minimum and made sure that I kept things very on the straight and narrow. You know, Harold knows that Ursula knows what's going on, and Harold's kind of like, for lack of a better term, hey, Ursula, don't be a narc. But at the same time, who are you going to narc to? You know, I mean, the company's big enough that technically, if Ursula wanted to, technically she could, you know, make a complaint.
Yep.
or tell on Harold, but that would be career suicide. Why would she do that? Yeah, so she doesn't. She just kind of tucks that under her hat and is like, okay, Harold definitely was charging a lot of shit he shouldn't have been, but not my problem, right? Not my problem. Just information for me to hang on to. All right, so the conference is over. And after these conferences end and you're heading back home, can you describe your physical state for me, Curl?
Exhausted. Feet are, but dogs are barking, basically.
Dogs are barking.
Dogs are barking.
Yes.
Your back is sore. You're super hyper, but exhausted beyond belief. And you don't want anyone to touch you or talk to you. Like no one, anyone comes near you, you're like, shut up!
Yes.
Because you've just had that for 3 days straight. Your smile muscles hurt. Your smile muscles hurt.
Yes, uh-huh. Your smile muscles do hurt. All of that, yes, absolutely. And you know, Harold's feeling it. Ursula's feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
They're on the same flight back home from the conference. They're not sitting next to each other, though, but they are on the same flight.
Okay.
Because, you know, corporate tends to book these things. They're like, hey, everyone who's going to the conference will get you on the plane. Now, at their company, they do things a little weirdly. When it comes to travel, they do this weird thing. I don't know how global of an experience this is, but they do the thing where you have to charge it to your personal credit card first, and then the company reimburses you later.
One of the companies I worked for did that. It's very dickish because I was making nothing at the time.
Yes.
And I couldn't afford it. Anyway.
Same experience. The only time I've had to do that was literally my first job out of college when I was flat fucking broke.
Exactly.
Every other job I've had, they paid for it up front out of their own corporate account. But of course, the one where I had to pay for it, I had no money and I got into like debt paying it. I was like so mad about it. It's like, really? You're making the person, the entry level person, pay for this? Seriously? Anyway, so yeah. That's Ursula and Harold's situation. Again, not in their case, though, because they're making decent money, the money's not a problem. And Ursula actually kind of uses this to her advantage because she has one of those credit cards that gets you points on airlines. Mm-hmm. And if you get enough points, as she has done, you can actually get a free upgrade to first class. So here's Ursula and Harold standing in that line to board the plane. And their dogs is barking and their lower back is killing them. And Harold's is especially killing him because Harold's of a certain age and his back is not what it used to be. And he did not wear comfortable shoes or insoles. He wasn't gelling. He was very vain and was like, I want to look good. But he gave no thought about what it would do to his knees, hips and lower back. he's exhausted. And then suddenly the one of the flight attendant comes over the PA at the desk and goes, Ursula, you have received a free upgrade to first class because you've accrued enough points in our points program. Congratulations.
Boom. Bye, Harold. See ya.
Bye, Harold. Basically, she's all aglow, super thrilled. And, you know, she's much younger than Harold, so she's not in as much pain. She can see how much pain Harold's in, and she's thinking, should I maybe give him my seat?
Oh, fuck off. This is sticky and stupid.
It's sticky and stupid. Okay. It's sticky and stupid.
This could be anywhere, right? This could be on the subway. This could be on a bus. This could be anywhere where there's someone in perhaps just slightly more need than you.
And it's somebody who holds the keys to your possible promotion.
Yeah. Okay, so when I was in this role, I would have totally offered it, but probably in an embarrassing sort of way. Yeah, yeah. Like, I would have done, like, I would have gone over the top, and they would have been embarrassed, and I would have, demasculated them in some way.
Harold, I know you're so frail.
Yes, exactly. Without intention, totally ruined it all.
Yeah. What should Ursula do?
You offer, saying, oh, look, do you want, would you prefer it? Because if you really need it, I can understand. And I would wink as well, like saying, this is a favor. Like, you fucking owe me after this. This is serious.
I think frame
it properly. Like, this is not nothing. This is something.
Clever. Getting the little wink in there.
I just think, like, you have to tell them it's something.
Not everybody can pull that off, though.
Like, I think a lot of women would be like, oh, it's, of course, take it. No, take it. Oh, yeah. Go. It's fine. It's not fine.
I have to tell you, I would not be able to pull that off personally. I can't do that level of, I'm doing this for you, but I expect something in return. If I give somebody something, I'm like, yep, I expect nothing, which is why I get walked all over a lot.
Because if you're doing an overnighter on the flights, it's a big deal if you're in first class.
If Ursula was like, Harold, if you really need it, I'm willing to offer you my seat. And one would hope in that situation, Harold would go, you know what? I will gladly take you up on this. And I realize I really owe you one, Ursula. That would be the ideal of him offering that, going, yes, I recognize I owe you something for this. That would, yes. But what happens if she goes, if you really need it, I'll give it to you. And Harold goes, okay, great. Thanks.
But at least you know now what you're dealing with, right? You know exactly that he's a, because if someone gave that to me, I've been back crippled. If someone, in that situation, I'd be like, do you want my firstborn? I can give you my firstborn.
Here's what Ursula does. She doesn't offer him her seat. She actually just takes it for herself. She doesn't. She's like, oh, well, I guess I'll see you when we land, Harold.
Have fun in cattle class.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like she's paying for it out of her pocket, right? It's like it's, you know, it's on her credit card. So
exactly. She paid for it.
Yeah. And it's with her own points that she accrued. So she can use them. It's like it's not, you know, that's her own hard work, I guess. So she takes the flight on first class. She has a great time. Gives not one thought to Harold suffering with his lumbar pillow in the tiny cattle class. And, you know, when they get back to work the next couple of weeks, it's promotion time. And Ursula finds out she doesn't get it. And when she goes to Harold and says, I really would like to know the reason why I was passed over on this offer, he turns to her and says, you know, you're not showing the level of consideration and proactive care for others that I would expect for a director of customer service. And she's pissed.
Oh, fuck yeah, she would. I'm kind of embarrassed by myself right now. I'm like, I'm hearing what you're saying, and I'm like, okay, oh, she paid for all this. She paid for the upgrade. She got the upgrade out of her own stuff. It has nothing to do with Harold. And it shouldn't be tied to her job promotion at all, right?
It shouldn't, but a lot of things are that shouldn't be.
But these things are frickin' murky.
Yeah, because her job is to take care of people in essence, right? And he's going, well, you didn't take care of me, so fuck you.
Yeah, I had a first row seat to seeing how you handle shit, and it's me, me, me.
And she's thinking, well, I know how much you charge shit to corporate that you really shouldn't have done, so do you think she should do anything with that information as retaliation, or just go get another job somewhere, or just deal with it? What do you think she should do?
Oh my God. This is the sticky?
No, you already addressed the sticky. Now I'm wrapping up the sticky.
This is hard.
You're sweating it.
I think I probably would retaliate, and then I would regret it because I would realize that
it's more interesting that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't that big of a deal. It was a flight, you know. Jesus.
Jesus. Yeah. No, I think I'd get a new job. I'd start looking personally if I were her. That's just me. I couldn't face my shame.
Get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out. I can't deal with this anymore. I should have given you the first class seat and let you walk all over me because apparently that's what is required.
Mm-hmm.
Your health is wealth is your sticky pickle. I'm segueing. Do you see the segue I'm doing?
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. You're like a professional or something.
It's a beautiful segue. So health is wealth. Yeah. Tell me more.
So you know how sometimes you meet people and you just have to say like one or three words, right? And everyone knows who you're talking about. Because you might like be going like, oh, you know, Big John or Art the chess nerd or, you know.
Art the chess nerd. Yes, Art the chess nerd.
Or, you know, Disco Danny. I don't know. Like there's some, you know, if you're like, oh, yeah, I totally know who you mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pot dealer Pete. Yeah, okay.
Exactly, right? Art guy.
We all know a pot dealer Pete.
our guy, Chris, right? He's one of these people because Chris is extremely health conscious. He's the health guy. He's the guy who has smoothies for breakfast, you know, does the 3-mile run every morning, doesn't drink carbonated drinks or caffeine, hasn't done so in years. You know, even gargles and spits water before brushing and flossing and water picking his teeth just in case he ingests any mouth bacteria.
Wow.
His mantra, this guy's mantra, health is wealth.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
And Chris's open about this on all the socials and even on the dating sites because he's trying to find that special someone, like many of us are, someone who he can love with all his might, all that stuff. Because when you're an elite human being, Maria,
when you are, when I personally am an elite human being, I have no experience in that realm.
This is Chris talking. Like, strike that. Elite's the wrong word. Maybe disciplined human being, he'd tell you.
Again, I have no idea what that's like. Disciplined.
You know, he can't help but look not down, but maybe obliquely on others that have let themselves go in his mind. You know, those who are undisciplined. And he has a list, right? It includes like the drinkers, the smokers, the tokers, the eaters, the sleepers, the moochers. Right? Fuck. That's his mantra.
It's like everything. Like everybody I know. Jesus. And a little bit of me in there too. Yeah, okay.
You get the idea.
We're all in there.
Yeah, we're all in there. Every listener has recognized themselves. That's how easy we are.
Tag yourself. I'm the sleeper.
Yeah, I'm a 3 out of 6. Not telling.
I'm same.
You know, he is a planner, right? His days are full. And despite not having the love of his life on his arm, he would tell you his life is awesome.
Thanks for asking.
And then he meets Penny. Okay. Penny. Brand new to online dating. Just showed up in the, on the what do you call them?
On the Tinders, the Grinders.
The Grinders. The Matchmakers.
The Dreamers of Dreams. Right?
She couldn't have a better profile, according to our Chris, right? She, too, likes to wake up at 5 a.m. and bed at 9 p.m. She, too, enjoys 90 minutes of hot yoga classes to detox. She, too, even has a micro herb garden in her flat.
I want to be that person in theory, but I can't be that person in reality.
Can you imagine? Like,
it sounds amazing to enjoy 90 minutes of hot yoga, and it sounds amazing to wake up at
No, it doesn't.
I would love to be the kind of person who could wake up at 5 a.m. I would love to. I just can't.
Okay, I do, but out of insomnia, it's not fun. So you know, and she pokes Chris first. He, of course, pokes back, and they start a chat.
Are they on Facebook circa 2006 with the pokes?
No, that's just probably me.
Like Pogues. Oh my goodness,
it's called retro.
Okay, we're gonna
it's coming back, it's circling back.
Swiping.
The kids don't even know it's Pokes. Called Pokes.
Good old Pokes. That's how a lot of people got married, is they got poked first.
So like he's like, hey, do you really meditate every day? And she's like, absolutely. And he's like, do you live for the vegan lifestyle like me? And he's like a vampire, she says, right?
So hashtag plant life. Yeah. I hate myself right now. I'm just sorry.
Chris cannot believe it, right? Because the thing is, she's perfect definition of hot as far as he's concerned. Dark eyes, pint size, athletic, muscly, you know?
Very California. Yes.
You know, he's in. He is in. And their first meeting is dreamy. They go for frickin' herbal tea.
Ooh.
And she turns out to be brainy and funny. And the next they go for a morning jog and she has no trouble at all, you know, hardly breaks a sweat, all that. And then they go for dinner and it's like this new vegan place specializing in foams, and they have the 7-course meal, giggling about how hungry they are afterwards, but no one dares, right? Go out and fix that.
Okay.
So Chris is on cloud 9. He's just like, this is amazing. So they've been seeing each other about once a week for about a month. And he says, hey, how about this Friday? How about I take you to the silent meditation festival? And she's like, I am in, right?
Oh, yeah, like that sounds super fun.
That was the test. She's the perfect woman, obviously.
Obvi, yes.
So it's now 3 p.m. Friday afternoon, and Chris is outside Penny's apartment knocking on the door, and she ain't answering. So Chris calls her, and he hears her phone ring through the windows. And she picks it up going, hey, like super brightly. And he goes, I'm outside, Pens. We're going for the festival, right? And she's like, isn't that next Friday? You said next Friday. And he's like, no, it's this Friday. I said that. Can I come in? And because he realizes he's still like standing outside her door on the phone with her. And she's just on the other side of the door.
Uh-oh.
Maria, yeah. Here is the situation. Penny, well, like, you know, sporty. And into healthy living and all that stuff.
She's got the curlers in her hair. Mm-hmm.
She has a dark side.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. She has a food fest for one, maybe once a week.
Her cheat day?
Yeah. She gets her ham and pineapple pizza in. She gets two Klondike bars in, right?
How dare she?
And when she knows.
How very dare. I'm fed up with you, lady. Gosh. Maybe she even looks in the direction of a donut. Oh! How could she live with herself?
The thing is, she knows. She read Chris's profile. She knew she couldn't tell him any of this because he would never even looked at her, right?
Yeah, a relationship given founded her a on trust and openness and honesty. Nah.
Okay, but she was thinking, it'll come clean, right? I'll come clean soon.
That always works out.
By then, I will have been able to woo him in, right? And he did get wooed, but she hasn't done enough wooing. It's only been a few weeks. It's not been 6 weeks, as she's hoped. So there he is, knock, knock, knocking on the door. Her flat stinks of pizza. Love Island is on the TV on pause. There's like sweating cans of cold beer on the coffee table. What does Penny do now?
Fuck all. I mean, honestly.
Silent meditation, honey. It's the festival.
Rip the Band-Aid off. Like, you know, if he wants to come in and see how you live, this is how you live. I mean, you can't pretend to be somebody you're not. You can explain the whole, like, this is...
No, I know, but you can for a bit, right? We've all done it, surely.
Oh, boy. I mean...
Oracle Maria.
Oracle Maria. Yeah, my ancestors are like, hell fucking no. See, I'm such a let it all hang out kind of person. I don't have much of a concept of, like, pretending to be a different... Oh, my God. She could try to just close the door behind her and be like, I'm going to scooch out. But she's probably got like gluten belly right now. And she's going to have like pizza farts during silent meditation.
There's like three options, I think, right?
Okay, go run him over. Yep.
So she makes an excuse for him to go away.
I have diarrhea. Bye. You know, you can do that one.
Don't, that's my punchline.
Oh, no.
I'm going to do it. I'm doing it in a minute.
I anticipated your punchline. You have to bleep it out.
There's also, you know, she could let him in and explain, right? Because.
Yeah, just rip the Band-Aid off. Be like, listen, this is my cheat day. I'm not like this all the time. I think you've seen that, but this is the day I let loose and I indulged my dark side. Yeah, she could do that.
Yeah. She could say, hey, wait in the car. I'll be there in a jiffy. And like, how long does it take to pack for a silent meditation weekend, really?
Yeah, she's like, I was just on the toilet. Give me a minute. She could do something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Or she could go, sorry, diarrhea.
Sorry, diarrhea. That is always works.
It always works.
I think we don't have merch for the show. And I feel like if we ever did, that's just a sticker that says, sorry, diarrhea. And just people should put that on their laptops or their water bottles.
Or just on the faces of people asking you out. That's it for this episode of Sticky Pickles. If we made you smile, you know what to do. Get off your butts and review. No, seriously, if one of you could, just maybe one or two of you. It's been a month or so, and I'm getting a little nervous and uncomfortable. So be really super nice. Thank you.
And y'all, do y'all know that we have a Patreon? Patreon.com/stickypickles. We have some more people joined since last time, which was wonderful. So thank you so much for your support. Thank you for paying our bills. We're not making money off the show, but we're just trying to cover our costs. So thank you very much for doing that.
Hugs.
You can get in touch with us on social media. We are at Sticky Pickles on Twitter and at Sticky Pickles Pod on Instagram and hashtag Sticky Pickles on the Fediverse. Anything else you can find on stickypickles.com.
I'm the person who uses the word poke, I'm just saying. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Poke, 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 poke. Poke, 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 poke.
Poke, 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 poke. Ah. And.
And a full release. There you go. Have at it, everybody.